Hartford Community College welcomes you to this presentation of Fighting Owls Weekly, produced by SFMSports.net and the Hartford Sports Network. Now, let's go inside Hartford Athletics with Glenn Clark.
Welcome into Fighting Owls Weekly, produced by SFMSports.net, the official home for Hartford Community College Athletics. I am Glenn Clark, joined as always right at the start of the show by the Director of Athletic Communications at Hartford. He is Mr. Kevin Carver. Kevin, it is so good to talk to you, and I know we're talking a ton of baseball this week because there is an awfully exciting weekend afoot in Harford County.
Yeah, when we got the word this year that we could possibly host the district tournament if we won the region, then hearing how good our baseball team had a chance of being, I've been looking forward to this weekend, honestly, all year long. I'm just so excited to be able to say that, one, we're Region 20 champions for the third time in 5 years, and two, we get to host a tremendously competitive four-team tournament this weekend at our wonderful complex, and I'm just hoping that people will get to find out, and they'll come out, and they'll be able to watch the games, and it's going to be so exciting, and the winner goes to the World Series.
Yeah, I mean, that is the awesome part about all this, and the truth is, the Owls have a really good chance of being that team.
Yeah, they definitely do, something that we've never done at Hartford, but we've gotten to this step two other times, and this is the first time that we've been able to actually host it. And they changed the way it was. A few years ago, it was just one team from Region 20 and one team from Region 10. A few years ago, they added in a couple other teams and made it a more competitive tournament, and it just happens to be that this year's our year to host. They just rotate it. And the teams that are here, we've got a team from North Carolina, Pitt Community College. They get the number 2 seed. Monroe from New York, we've played them before. They get the number 3 seed. And Spartanburg Methodist, who we faced in this tournament a few times, they get the 4 seed, and we're the number 1 seed, which makes you feel really, really good about our hopes. And then, honestly, following the team this year, you've seen them play a couple of times. The talent that we have, this is going to be a very competitive tournament, but like you said, there's a great chance that we could come out on top and go to Colorado for the first time ever.
All right, well, so in order to host the district, as you mentioned, you had to win the region. So let's take a step back and let's relive that. How did it all go down last weekend to claim the Region 20 championship?
Well, we earned the number 1 seed for that tournament as well, and it was at Chesapeake, and it was just four-team double elimination tournament. Took care of Hagerstown, scoring a ton of runs on Friday, and then had to play Potomac State twice. And I think the neat part about this tournament this year, we were able to beat them in the semifinals, and then on the championship Sunday, they would have had to beat us twice to win, and we beat them in the first chance we could. And the neat part about it was it always seems to come down to Hartford and Potomac State. It's kind of a nice little rivalry. And 2 years ago when we hosted the region, they were the far better team, and we came out on top. Last year they hosted. We were the far better team. And we just couldn't get it rolling, and they came out on top. And this year at a kind of a neutral site, we were, again, by far the better team, but it was just a matter of who wanted it more and who could put it together, and we're able to beat them twice, kind of exercising those little Potomac State demons, and it just, I think that makes it feel a little bit better for the team as well as for head coach Tom Eller.
That is awesome. He is Kevin Carver, the Director of Athletic Communications at Hartford, and he joins us here on Fighting Owls Weekly. Kevin, a season that's been unbelievable for Dalton Weeks just continued as he was swinging the big bat again last weekend.
He definitely was. He is the leader on and off the field. This is his third year at Hartford. 2 years ago when we won the region, he was a freshman. He took last year off. So he is actually the only guy on the team that has 2 region championships, the only guy in Hartford history with 2 region championships. And so he knows what each tournament life feels like. He can kind of be the mentor to a lot of the guys, and especially going forward. And then he goes out in the field, and in the first inning of Championship Sunday, he hits a home run. And then his next time up, he slaps a single down the line, his only non-extra base hit of the weekend. He had 7 hits and scored 2 runs. And then he came up again and hit another home run. And just like that, the game was over in the fourth inning. And he is just, he's so hot right now, and if he can keep that going, but especially his leadership on and off the field, I think that they'll be really, really happy with his play, both on and off the field.
Yeah, no question about that. And then obviously the pitching has been really good as the season's gone on. That's going to need to continue, but there was some pitching strategy used last weekend that helped get to this place.
Yeah, I think Coach Eller took a chance. We've kind of got our top three guys that have been that way all year long in Michael Adams, Josh Silvestri, and Michael DeVecchio. And he was able to throw our number four guy, Aaron Gress, who's had a great second half of the season to establish himself as that number four. But he threw him in game one against Hagerstown, rolling the dice, hoping that that could happen. And then if we did stumble or needed to play Potomac State twice, which we did, we'd had our best arsenal available. And actually, Michael DeVecchio didn't even have to pitch in this region tournament. So a little strategy paid off for Coach Eller, and it'll be interesting to see what he has in store this weekend coming up against Pitt, Monroe, and Spartanburg.
No doubt about that. All right, real quick, because we're going to talk a lot more baseball as the show goes on, I wanted to take just a second to send a shout-out to the women's lacrosse team and the historic season that wrapped up for them.
Yeah, school record in wins. They reached the Final Four for the fourth straight time. They went up against Monroe Community College, different Monroe than we're playing in baseball, in Rochester, New York, and they've won the national championship 4 years in a row and just kind of wasn't their day, but an amazing year, and especially individually for some of the players. Lauren Haggerty and Cassidy Jones had the best seasons that we've ever seen in Hartford history, and their season's over, but it was the best one that we've ever had.
It's a remarkable, remarkable run, and now it's all about baseball and winning championships. It seems as though this will be a good weekend. Let's start with tickets for this weekend, being there. If you can't be there, what should people be doing? Let's get all of that information out right now.
Well, we definitely need you to pack the new grandstands at Hartford Sports Complex. Tickets are $10 per day or $15 for the tournament. It's a 3-day tournament, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, baseball all day long. It'll be so much fun. Even if Hartford's not playing, the other games are going to be very competitive. And if you're, you know, if you're actually moving out of your house, like say my wife on a Saturday, on a day that I'm supposed to be there but can't, you can follow online on live stream. And you and I are going to be on there doing some live audio and the live video and all of that stuff on our athletic website, HartfordAthletics.com.
I am really, really looking forward to being a part of it. Kevin Carver, it's going to be a very exciting weekend. Appreciate you taking the time for us as always. When we come back in, let's keep that baseball conversation going. Coach Tom Eller joins us next. It's Fighting Owls Weekly.
Two, if it, one, yep, three.
Right now, there are ice-cold bottles of Coca-Cola with the lyrics to
Drop It Like It's Hot.
You'll find these perfectly refreshing for so many of life's shared moments. Like when your overeager friend bare hand grabs her burrito from the microwave.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
When, out of the blue, the subject of your ex-girlfriend comes up.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
When you're trying to enjoy an ice-cold Coca-Cola, you definitely do not want to.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
Stop it.
Feeling loud, quiet, excited, chill, inspired, or maybe ready for an adventure? Whatever the moment, there's a Coke for it. And some of your favorite lyrics are waiting to be shared on bottles of Coca-Cola. So pick up a refreshing ice-cold Coke today and share a Coke and a song. Coca-Cola, taste the feeling.
Back in here, segment number two. It is Fighting Owls Weekly. Glenn Clark with you. And now joined by the head coach of the baseball team at Hartford. He is Coach Tom Eller. Coach, congratulations on your third regional championship in the last 5 years. I know there are still bigger goals ahead immediately, but I just wanted to make sure that we said that as you continue to rack up accomplishments. Congratulations on one more.
Well, I appreciate it. I mean, regional is always tough. We've got to play, it seems like Pot State every single year, so in the finals. And this year was a little bit easier to breathe because, you know, we beat them pretty good. So 11-1 or maybe it was 11-2, so played well.
It's got to be a good feeling. There's no doubt about that. You know, I had read that you had taken kind of an interesting pitching strategy for last week, and can you kind of take us through what the strategy was all about and how it ended up benefiting you guys?
Well, from the get-go, I mean, we knew that obviously our offense is one of our best tools, but I knew that a lot of teams would be out of pitching by the end of the weekend, and me and my pitching coach RJ, we were just sitting there talking, and we were like, "Well, we think Gress, our number four or five, can probably beat Hagerstown, and we can just, you know, outbang them." And that's what we did. You know, we threw our number four, We still had 1, 2, and 3 available. We threw 1 the next day, 2 on Sunday, and we never even threw our number 3. So ended up working out great.
So it sounds like you've got some fresh arms going into this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, the funny thing is we're gonna throw our number 3 the first day of the playoffs just because we think he matches up better. He's also the freshest. And then we'll still have Mike Adams and Josh Silvestri to go Saturday, Sunday if we get there.
It's not a bad little duo to be waiting for you at that point.
Nah, 20-0 between the two of them, so
right.
Pretty good.
You'll take that for sure. Coach Tom Eller is with us here on Fighting Owls Weekly. We're talking Hartford baseball, getting ready for a huge, huge weekend in the district championships at home. Coach, keeping this team focused to this point in the season, we've talked about some of the moments during the year where the guys have come together, but how good do you feel about this team and the way they've been playing? You mentioned a lopsided win over a very good team in Pott State. How good do you feel going into this weekend versus not wanting anyone to get carried away and think that it's in the bag just because you're playing the games at home?
Well, I think because we're in the North, I mean, we're the underdog. You know, even though we're the number one seed, I think that, you know, Spartanburg and Pitt think they're going to come in here and walk all over us. And I think our guys know that too. They know that those two teams, are perennial powerhouses, and they know that, you know, the South is where baseball is supposedly at. So it fuels our guys' fire. And I think that, you know, the times that we've played bad this year are times where we just didn't kind of show up because whether it was nothing to play for or they got bored or whatever, like, you know, stuff like that. Well, they definitely have a lot to play for this weekend.
Right.
They definitely aren't going to be bored with this weekend. So I'm very, you know, enthusiastic about how, you know, our guys are going to be this weekend, and they're going to be ready to go.
You know, baseball is such a superstitious game, Coach. Are you a superstition guy? Like, do you have anything that you've been doing recently because the team's been playing?
Yeah, I mean, I try not to. I've always said that I don't believe in that kind of stuff, but next thing you know, couple innings in a row, I'm sitting in the same spot, and then I'm like, well, yo, you got to get out of my seat. And the next thing you know, it's, you know, I'm handing my pitching card to, you know, John Brubaker. And then next, you know, we score a couple of runs, and he's asking me to, hey, coach, let me have the pitching card. He worked last time. I try not to be, but if I recognize it,
right,
I stay with it.
Why mess with karma, right?
Like, yeah, definitely.
If it's working, don't just keep doing it, right? No matter what, you just keep doing it. What do you need from the guys? What's the message to the guys going into the weekend? What do you need from them in order to get the job done in advance of the World Series?
Just playing hard for baseball. I mean, going out and swing the bats, playing good defense. I mean, we got home field advantage, so we're going to try to use the turf and the wind and, you know, the big monster and all that kind of stuff to our advantage. You know, the big thing is just to kind of play with the chip on your shoulder and say, listen, you know, people think that we can't do this. You know, a couple years ago, Stony Brook went to the World Series. They beat LSU. And, you know, I feel like this is kind of like the same thing, only, you know, our team's maybe even a little bit higher up than the Stony Brook team was against LSU. So I'm excited. I'm really excited
about that. Well, it's going to be a great weekend. Coach, we appreciate it. Best of luck. We will see you out there. When we come back in, we'll talk to Hartford shortstop Dominic DeSabatino. This is Fighting Owls Weekly.
The premier bus service in the Northeast, Academy, is now the official transportation company of the Hartford Fighting Owls. Operating from Boston, Providence, New York, Philadelphia, Baltimore, and Washington, Academy can fulfill your travel needs as well. Go to academybus.com or call 800-442-7272. That's 800-442-7272 for the official transportation company of Fighting Owl Athletics. Academy, we know the way.
Prayer Physical Therapy Institute is a proud sponsor of athletic training services to the Hartford Fighting Owls. Located conveniently in Aberdeen, Bel Air, Hickory, and Edgewood, our four locations are ready to serve all of your physical therapy and sports medicine needs with convenient scheduling Monday through Friday and Saturdays. For more information, please visit us on the web at www.drayerpt.com or call 1-855-5-DRAYER. We are committed to providing the most effective, clinically superior physical therapy possible.
Back in here on Fighting Owls Weekly, Glenn Clark with you, and let's continue to talk some Hartford baseball. Joining us now, shortstop for the Fighting Owls, getting ready for a huge weekend in the district championship. He is Dominic DeSabatino, and he joins us now. Dominic, first of all, congratulations on what you all have already accomplished this season. It's been an unbelievable season. Thank you for taking a couple of minutes for us.
No problem. It's a pleasure to be on your radio show.
Absolutely, man. How special has it been for you to be a part of this team this season?
It's unbelievable. I mean, the whole team this year has really come together as a whole. We started off pretty shaky, and we had a couple sophomores sit down in the beginning of the year and really put this team together, and then we really saw our team take off, and we really haven't lost back-to-back games since, I want to say, early March, and we've just been running on a high streak here of late, so we're all excited for this weekend.
How much confidence does this team bring into this weekend, knowing, you know, you could be a couple of days away from being on your way to the World Series?
I mean, we're really confident right now. I mean, Potomac State's our biggest rival, and I mean, and we beat them pretty easily, and our offense is clicking on all cylinders right now, and our pitching and defense have been unbelievable ever since, probably about 15 games left in the year. So, I mean, we're very confident right now. So,
no doubt about
pretty
that.
Excited.
And for good reason, obviously. Dominic, when did you know? Was there a moment with you with this team where you said, I know we have the chance to do something really special this year?
I want to say about 20 games into the season. I think we were about 11-7 on the year, and we were just losing to some teams that we really should have been beating. We weren't playing that well, and one of our older guys on the team, Michael DeVecchio, like, kind of sat us down and, like, really started to talk to us and told us we got to get our act together before we just have a fluke season and just not live up to expectations.
No doubt
about
that.
And right after that, it was all uphill from there.
Everything just turned. How much fun is it to be a part of this lineup and a team that is capable at any moment of just hanging up like a seven spot, even if there's two outs already in the inning, capable of putting up such crooked numbers?
I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, we've had games this year we didn't score any runs until like the third inning, and then all of a sudden we explode for like 11 runs. And,
right.
I mean, it's really fun playing with this team. It's just when, not is it going to happen. It's just when and what inning it's going to happen.
Dominic DeSabatino, Harford Community College shortstop, joins us here on Fighting Owls Weekly. Dominic, I know you have made a decision for what's next for you, and you've committed to playing baseball at the University of Pittsburgh. Tell me a little bit about how important your time at Harford was in getting to the D1 level and how much you've learned that you're going to take to playing D1 baseball.
I mean, playing with Coach Eller, he's really helped me come along. I mean, after I transferred here my freshman year, he kind of sat me down and talked to me and told me how everything was going to be, and he's put me in front of all the right people at the right time. So, I mean, he's really prepared me with everything that he's done these last two seasons.
It's really cool. What's it going to take for you guys this weekend to get the job done? What do you need from your teammates this weekend and yourself in order to make sure that you win this thing and you advance on to the World Series?
I mean, we just got to keep playing as a team. Pitching and defense, honestly, is our biggest part of the last about 10 games for us. So if we can keep what we're doing on defense, I think it'll be golden. I mean, our offense is going to speak for itself. I mean, we haven't really had too many pitchers this year shut us down. So I think if we can scratch off about 5 runs off of the pitchers this weekend, I mean, I think we'll be in a good spot.
And you've been having such a good year, leading the team in hits and doubles. Give me an idea. You got any superstitions, anything? Baseball players tend to be really superstitious. Like, they wear the same thing or they eat the same thing. You got anything going right now?
Oh, yeah. I have big superstitions. I'm wearing the same exact thing, tying my cleats the same exact way, left foot or right, everything.
Oh, man. Don't mess with it.
You name it. I do it.
You can't mess with it now, man. Like,
nope.
It is clearly working. Well, Dominic, yeah. We really appreciate it, man. Best of luck to you this weekend. Thanks for taking a couple of minutes for us.
No problem. Thanks for the call.
Absolutely. Let me remind everybody that this presentation of Fighting Owls Weekly has been a production of SFMSports.net. I am Glenn Clark. Have a great week, and go Owls!